More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Teich. There are hundreds of heist films in cinematic history, from How to Steal a Million to Reservoir Dogs, The Italian Job, and the aptly named film Heist.
However, Good Time, starring Robert Pattinson and directed by brothers Benny and Josh Safdie, goes far beyond the typical heist plot. After two brothers rob a bank, one of them lands in prison, leaving the other on a dark and dangerous 24-hour odyssey through New York City's underbelly in an attempt to save his brother and his own life. Critics have described Good Time as a thriller, crime, drama, or even suspense film, but our own film contributor Dave Larson says while those categories do fit, the film reminds him of something a little different.
The movie reminds me in many ways of film noir, the popular drama crime genre of the late 1940s, early 1950s, and particularly there's a great scene right near the end of the movie where the protagonist is seen from this sort of God's eye, bird's eye view from above, running through what looks almost like an urban rat's maze. He's trapped. There's this sense of this, that these are people at the lowest end of society, more or less. And they are dealing badly, I suppose we could say, with the circumstances that they face. I mean, one of the really interesting things about the movie, of course, is Robert Pattinson as the criminal protagonist of this film. I mean, he's definitely trying to put Twilight and Harry Potter far behind him. I mean, this is something a lot of actors nowadays, more so than in the past, do not seem to want to be typecast. I mean, so your typecast is a certain kind of thing. You want to bust out of that as soon as you have an opportunity and do something that's the complete opposite of what you were known for. Daniel Radcliffe as Harry Potter doing some really oddball kind of movies as if to destroy the Harry Potter image. This movie might help Pattinson get away from Cedric and Edward from Twilight and Harry Potter.
Yeah, and I was actually rather impressed with his performance.
Oh, it's great performance. It's the kind of thing. Another thing this movie reminds me of a bit is some of the really gritty early 70s New York crime movies. I mean, at that time, would Al Pacino maybe have played a character similar to this? Robert De Niro maybe? You know, people of that ilk and that era doing these really desperate kind of people in desperate situations in an unforgiving big city. And it's, you know, much of it takes place at night, which is sort of enhances the darkness of all of it.
Yeah, the city in this movie is a character and element in itself. It's not the picturesque New York City that is often portrayed in films. And both brothers who directed this film, Benny and Josh Safdie, were both raised in New York. And I feel like this film was allowed to encompass that side of the city not often explored because of their personal connection to it. Like you mentioned, the rat's maze. Like, mm-hmm. It definitely felt like that throughout.
Well, this is, you could also say it's an ode to the pre-Rudy Giuliani New York, or the New York that came into being by the middle of the 1960s and continued on through, making my own experiences there, early 1980s, very much like that. And then, Rudolph Giuliani cleaned up the city in many ways. Times Square became safe, lots of gentrification going on. And, I mean, the great benefits, obviously, you know, not only for tourists, but for people living in some of these areas. Of course, the cost of living skyrocketed, too, but that's a whole nother topic. I mean, this movie really reminds me more of the kinds of movies set in New York during that very bleak period of time when the city was bankrupt, after all, or just about, when crime was skyrocketing, when whole neighborhoods were decaying, where everything just seemed to be falling apart.
Yeah, and in a way that the city is a character falling apart, you know, there's also an element to Robert Pattinson's character surrounding himself with similar characters that have somewhat of a psychopathic element. You know, we have Jennifer Jason Leigh, who plays, you know, fling, girlfriend, whoever, but a lot of these people operate at 110% speed, very on edge. He's trying to get his brother, who isn't specifically diagnosed, but he's mentally disabled, and trying to create this alternate reality where they all can be free and do what they want.
It's not a very realistic thing. I mean, so he kind of causes he rescues, so to speak, his brother from an institution and what's he going to do with him? I mean, the Pattinson character is a very cunning and shrewd operator on one level, but he's completely lost in terms of dealing with the wider world around him. He's great at improvising solutions to immediate problems, but he doesn't have a big picture. I mean, he's probably not educated very well. He seems to have come from a really dysfunctional family environment. There's a grandmother who's involved here. The parental generation is entirely absent as far as we can see. And he has pursued a life of crime, and even that is getting to be more difficult for him. He's absolutely astonished when the pink dye bag explodes in the amongst the money that he steals from a bank. I mean, the bank robbery itself was well planned, I suppose, but he wasn't counting on, you know, what society's counter weapons and countermeasures.
Exactly. Audience members may question his motivations or even morality of including his brother with that bank robbery, but overall the theme of brotherhood frames the movie, and whether that's a conscious or subconscious element because of Benny and Josh directing it themselves, who are brothers. You know, I found this most prevalent in Robert Pattinson's character, Connie, with his motivations. But looking back on it, you know, perhaps it's otherwise. Perhaps it is just a sense of not really planning things. But I saw a motivation of fierce loyalty to his brother.
There is fierce loyalty there. And I can't help but thinking of this. The Pattinson character, Connie, is not a very good person. The things that he does to other people in this movie are really bad. And I think about, you know, the biographies of great, you know, large, terrible people. Stalin loved his mother. Hitler loved his dog. I mean, you can always find something good about the worst people, but those good things do not outweigh everything else that they did. And maybe in some microscopic level, Connie is sort of like that. There is one good thing about him that we can tell from this movie. He does love his brother. He cares about his brother, doesn't have a real good plan for what to do with his brother, evidently, but he does love his brother and is willing to actually put himself at some risk to, in his mind, rescue him. But what about all the other stuff he does? I mean, it doesn't really counteract or ameliorate the harm that this person is doing elsewhere in society.
Now, with his brother, Nick, the co-director, Benny Safdie, he plays him, and he's a mentally disabled character. What did you think of his performance? And I was reading that the directors, you know, they thought of casting an actual mentally disabled actor, but they were ultimately uncomfortable with that and the possibilities of a demanding schedule and some of the scenes and scenarios that an actor has to go through. So do you think his performance was, well, I thought it was very convincing myself, but, you know, are there greater repercussions to this that audiences might question?
Well, I think there'd be something a little queasy about casting an actually mentally disabled person as a mentally disabled person in the movie. For some reason, I'm not comfortable off the top of my head with that idea. Also, of course, acting involves imagining yourself as well as you can into a different person than who you are. So the Safdie brother, Benny, playing the mentally disabled person, I think did a great job. I mean, it's a compelling performance. The movie, in a kind of a sideways manner, raises another social problem. What to do with the mentally ill or the mentally disabled? It's a growing problem. Also, the movie is suffused with drug addiction. Also, these are things that are very prevalent issues that our society seems to have no particularly good answer for. The institution that Benny was supposed to go to, and probably does go to actually in the end, doesn't seem to be a bad place from what we can see of it. But is that the best solution? You know, I mean, the movie raises all these questions about a world we live in where there are no easy apparent answers to the problems facing us.
Also investigates the whole concept of the American criminal and also perhaps the prison ethos in America, because Nick is sent to prison, and clearly that's not a good place for him, and eventually he ends up in the hospital with that. But it's kind of also working with the ex-con, who we won't give away, but who is involved in the plot, but that adds a whole nother dynamic.
Well, everybody in this movie has been to prison, it seems, just about, the major characters. Yes, there are an awful lot of people who go through our prison and jail system. As far as Benny, the mentally disabled person, You know, we think of incidents right here in Milwaukee, you know, where Dontray Hamilton, I mean, a person with some mental, psychological challenges who ends up dying, you know. What do we do? Should, you know, obviously somebody like the Benny character should not be tossed, Nick in the movie should not be tossed into the prison at Rikers Island with violent criminals. I mean, how can he possibly sustain himself there? But nobody gives that any consideration. And maybe with a gigantic, unwieldy, overstrained system, maybe you could say, how could the bureaucrat in the police station make a decision like this? You know, if arrested and discharged, we toss you in with the rest of them.
With the categorizations as crime, action, thriller, you know, I wouldn't say quite action completely. I mean, there are tense moments. There's a lot of physicality to some of the scenes. But do you think it's more in any category over the other? Or what was your impression of?
Well, I would have been asked to describe it in a phrase and label it a crime drama, I guess. But I mean, it's more than that. I mean, it's a family crime drama, but not in the sense of a mafia family crime drama, to be clear about this. So, yeah, family crime drama. I'll go with that. And yet there are many other things going on in this movie, and I think that makes it, you know, interesting and compelling. It's not a one-dimensional kind of thing with, you know, it's not a Hollywood, you know, action drama by any means or crime drama. It is going a lot deeper and looking at characters who I believe would exist in real life from a perspective that Hollywood, you know, a typical Hollywood movie with lots of money and a big budget would never think about looking at in that kind of way.
Exactly on that note of a typical Hollywood movie and their approach. Now, the brothers who directed this movie also have worked together on other projects, Benny and Josh Safdie. So, but this could, I suppose, be considered their first, quote, big movie because they got Robert Pattinson to amplify that, but they have worked on other projects. So do you see this as something that will bring more people to their
movies? Oh, I think so. There is good buzz surrounding them because of this movie. They've actually done several movies together previously, including a documentary. And none of these movies have ever opened commercially in Milwaukee that I'm aware of. And perhaps one of them may have found its way into a film festival here, but I'm not even really aware of that. So their profile was certainly non-existent here in our Milwaukee market. Some of their movies have played the film festival circuit around the country, but this is their big break, as it were. And I suppose that Robert Pattinson must have, you know, seen one of their earlier films and found it interesting enough to want to sign on to this.
I know it'll probably be a short run here in Milwaukee, but should people make the effort?
Well, if all that we're saying here intrigues you, yes. I mean, again, you know, not a date movie, not a movie to go to escape the cares of the world we live in, but a movie that makes you think about the cares of the world we live in, and if you're in the mood for that, this is a good one to see.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave Lurson is arts and entertainment editor for the Shepherd Express newspaper and one of our regular film contributors.